Now, we like to mix things up a bit at BBC Ouch, so we've hit the road for this week's podcast and have come to a pop-up art show in East London's Hoxton. But it's not just any old show. Many of the artists here at the Submit to Love Studios, Gallery and Shop only discovered a passion for art after they were affected by brain injuries, and now they're selling their pieces and taking commissions. We're in this great shop on Hoxton High Street. You've taken it over, and all around us there's pieces of artwork on the walls, the sculptures along the side, and right behind us there is a lino cutting workshop with members of the general public having a go at creating their own tiles. You are listening to Inside Out with me, Beth Rose, and joining me today is Dave Mercer, who comes to Headway in East London, and he's here in the gallery as well, and he's wearing a very jazzy jacket, very fetching. It's got all sorts of patterns and characters, and someone made this for you from your own artwork.
Somebody made it. They make wearable artwork, so they take artists' pictures, paintings, recreate them and put them onto clothing for you to walk around and have people go, wow, where'd you get that from?
Which they do, because it's the first thing I noticed when we met earlier as well.
It took me 3 or 4 months to actually get the courage to wear it out, because it is particularly bright and attention-seeking.
It's very bright.
But then if I had a pound for every time someone said, where'd you get it, I'd be very wealthy.
And do you come to Headway East London each week, do you?
One day a week on a Thursday. I look forward to it.
So how did you come to be involved in Headway? How did you acquire your brain injury?
About 11, 12 years ago, I had a viral infection called encephalitis, swelling of the brain.
How did the encephalitis affect you? What changed?
My wife says it's like living with a 15-year-old. So it's like being a teenager. Really, I get overexcited, I get down. I have behavioural problems rather than physical problems. So I'm very moody. I like to swear a lot and shout a little bit. In the early days, it was no fun at all. I would be punching walls a lot, headbutting fridges, just out of pure frustration of everything being a new experience. And over time and a couple of inpatient rehabilitation stints, I've learned to kind of laugh it off a lot. You know, everybody has those senior citizen moments, walking into a room and not knowing what you went in there for. I have it a lot more often than everybody else, but now I just know that I'm going to get that moment of, I know what I came in here for, or I know what I wanted. And that's such a lovely feeling. It outweighs the feeling now of, oh, I can't remember what I was doing.
And did it affect your life with work and your friendships?
I haven't worked since my illness for 12 years. I just changed jobs. I wanted to teach children to swim, so I became a lifeguard. And 4 months in, I became ill. And friends, unfortunately, my reluctance to go out. Obviously, I really don't drink because of the medication that I take. So a lot of friends, 98% of my friends have disappeared, really. They're still friends, acquaintances now, rather than friends. But nobody phones me up and says, would you like to do something?
Yeah.
So it's quite an isolated existence that my wife and my 5-year-old we have. But we, you know, we persevere and we try.
And I guess coming to Headway, you've made new friends, different friends?
Very much so. But Headway, it's more of a community kind of feeling. You can empathise with everybody else. You know the kind of problems. You may not have had the same brain injuries, but we can relate to each other on various aspects of our individual experiences. And you can offer that little bit of peer support, or be given peer support by somebody else just talking to you and saying, oh yeah, well, you know, I've had that and this is what I've done, or this is a strategy that I may have used. So it's offered me experiences that I would never have had I have not come to Headway. Cooking and artwork and things like that are
And with the artwork, you were saying that before your brain injury, you didn't do any art.
I was completely non-creative, and it just felt like a few years afterwards, I woke up one morning, and it felt like somebody had opened up a drawer or a filing cabinet in, that had been locked in the back of my mind. And I think everybody has that ability to do things. It's just being able to find it within inside your own head.
So were those ideas that suddenly came forward, or did you just feel like you had to express?
Ideas that came forward, and that feeling of expression, and, oh, I want to do this, and I'm actually quite good at it. Why haven't I been doing it for the last, well, it was like 40 years of my life, kind of thing. So.
And could you imagine Dave, before the brain injury, ever sitting down and doing artwork? Or is it completely new?
It's completely new. Beforehand, I was, like everybody else, work-driven. I'd only been married 3 years. And so that side of it is a little bit difficult as well. That's another aspect. My wife suddenly, that role reversal, and my wife becoming my carer, and you're suddenly the cared for. I do what I can do. But yeah, no, the artwork was... It was an amazing experience. It's like riding a small tidal wave,
and you're on
your surfboard, and you're just having fun. And it's very difficult for me to focus on things, but I can sit for hours and hours at a table with a pair of scissors and some glue and collage away, and that side of it I really enjoy.
Tell me a bit about your artwork. Is it collage?
Three-dimensional collage.
Okay.
I really found out quite early that I can't really paint and I can't really draw, but I found a medium that I can do and utilise, and it's something a little unusual as well. It's not your average kind of...
I don't know what 3D collage is. So is it like a sculpture that you then collage?
I cut out pictures, stick them onto artist's foam board, the white foam board, and then cut them out with a scalpel, and then put some foam board behind them to give them a little bit of depth on the canvas, so that it stands out from the canvas.
Got it.
So that's my thing.
And it's not your only thing, is it? Because you're big into your cooking.
Again, encouraged by Headway. I loved cooking before I got ill. And then I really, really struggled on the multitasking. I mean, being a guy anyway, but I struggled on the multitasking side of the cooking front. I still do. Hey, you're talking to someone who forgot to put the meat into a spaghetti bolognese. And that kind of thing, you might forget to put ingredients in and then it's too late to bring stuff. But Headway's encouraged, and we have a supper club every 6 weeks, and we cook for about 50 people.
Wow.
Everybody pays, I think it's £15 for 3 courses, and everything from the bread to puddings, desserts, cakes, everything is made by us.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like doing artwork. The thought that somebody wants to pay for something that you've made, and then they eat it and they enjoy it, it's amazing. It's such a great big boost to your self-being, your confidence, and experiences that would never have happened had I not had a brain injury. And there's so many of them that have occurred throughout my journey. It takes a long time to realise it, but you have to look at the good things that have come from my experience. I now have a 5-year-old child at home, and that's just the biggest gift that's been given to me from, you know, we were told I wouldn't have children, and we did. And it's those kind of things that you can't look at the darkness. There is light at the end of everybody's tunnel, and it's a very long journey, and it's a journey that I'm probably going to be on for the rest of my life.
And along that journey, do you think you'll take your artwork and your cooking just with you the whole way?
Definitely. At the moment, we will be going to a restaurant in the Docklands to do some training, I believe, maybe like one day a week to the people there. Will obviously they know about us and possibly the problems that we may have, but are willing to sacrifice their reputation by letting us in the kitchen and training us a little bit.
I mean, that's exciting.
I think the biggest problem around that kind of thing with the artwork, it's free, it's freedom, you can do what you like. But when you're cooking, it's quite a lot of memory involved. People don't realise it. If I cook something that maybe I've cooked 50 times before, I still have to look at a recipe for reassurance. There's a big desire not to fail. Brain injury rehab teaches you the 5 P's. Prior preparation prevents poor performance. So I'm very big on preparing everything in advance, and just even down to when I'm doing artwork, everything has to kind of be ready to go and not doing it in the moment. I'm not very good at doing things in the moment. The preparation is a key factor in doing everything in life for me.
Those are all my questions. Thank you very much.
I'm just jumping in. Yeah. I want to ask, when you're talking about sort of, you know, prior to your illness and then after, it's almost like you had to get to know yourself again.
Well, you're very perceptive. The way to describe it is you become a different person. Part of your journey is growing into the new person, the new skin, the new being that you've become. My wife says that she wouldn't have married me if she met me now. So there's a big indicator of the change in my personality, in the person that I am and who I am and what I am. And yeah, it's not easy.
You know, you've got is it son, daughter?
A little boy.
Little boy.
5-year-old boy, Milo.
Milo, lovely, full on, 5 years old.
It's very strange because I have behavioural problems and I can get angry very quickly, but with him I can be the one in the house who's a little bit restrained, who stays calm and will talk to him rather than shouting at him. He's a bit of an anomaly for me. He's a blip in the bad mood department.
Good blip. But with Hedway as well, do family, friends, whether it's...
Wow. Similar,
are they massively involved in Hedway as well? You know,
Hedway have the most amazing family days, 2 or 3 times a year. They have a family Christmas party. It's just so lovely. My little one knows all about my brain injury. Dave might start crying. Sorry. That's another big problem. Emotional liability is massive. Cry at the drop of a hat. Just thinking about life.
So I have to admit, it's been a bit of a treat to get out of the studio and come down to the Submit to Love gallery and shop today. You've been listening to Inside Ouch with me, Beth Rose. We love to hear from you, so find us on Facebook, search BBC Ouch, tweet us at BBC Ouch, or email us ouch@bbc.co.uk.